Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's Ibrahlo Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. Rosenberg.
What's that?
Are you at that point? Okay, don't make fun of me, okay? I'm not sometimes I stumble on certain things on social media. Like, you know, little cleaning hacks. How to store your produce to make it last longer. So I did this, like, you know, when they show you, like, wash your strawberries because there's, like, all kind of bugs in them. And then you're just like, oh, my God, I can't even eat strawberries anymore.
This is very you. Yes, continue.
I found myself, like, now I wash my strawberries in, like, water. And, like, I throw a cap full of, like, white vinegar in there. And I hate vinegar. I hate the smell. So, like, I end up washing them crazy. But I was, like, reading this morning, like, a bunch of stuff was coming up. They're like, oh, you need to wash it with a little bit of baking soda. You need to do... I'm like, oh, my God. Everybody, what the hell, man? What the hell?
They definitely make it hard for you to figure out what you can eat. Because I seen the strawberry worm looking weird.
Oh, my God.
Clean it with flour and powder and all of that stuff. So, yo, the bug's out.
If it gets that crazy, you may just not want to have strawberries anymore.
Well, I was like, it's either that or I'm going to eat the bugs, okay? Like, because at this point,
Eat the bugs,
eat the bugs. I just saw something yesterday that was like, almond milk's no good for you now. So everybody in the comments like, all right, so what are we supposed to do? Oat milk's no good for you now.
Wait, what's wrong with oat milk?
It was just saying, scientifically, they were saying all these reasons why it's not good for you.
Yeah, but that's all the milk. That's the milk. That's the dairy industry.
Right, so we was like, who put this out?
Anything overdone is probably not good for you, though. And about balance, isn't everything about balance?
That's a fact.
Yes.
That's a fact.
That's what they always say, man. But you know, there's a lot of change going on in society. So you have all these industries marketing things on Instagram, right, to try to get you to switch back up or to switch to a new thing or to do this or to do that.
Yeah.
In the land of misinformation.
Bro, and you know, you click on one, that's it. Your whole feed is like all
man.
Of it.
So I'm happy about my feed right now. It's all baby stuff. Funny baby stuff, baby
nice.
Tips, good stuff. It's all pleasant all day. That's my whole feed.
Your whole IG feed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the only feed I really, really. The only thing I really watch on Twitter is I just go to the trends. I don't even look at really who people at me too much. I just go and see what, like, most people are talking about to look for content for the show. Is anybody else used to? I don't really use Twitter other than looking for what people might be talking about.
I limit it. I check it out in the morning and at night, just the same, to see trends, anything that's popping. But I can't do it. Like, it's just too much negativity and too much craziness. I was just getting overwhelmed. For my mental health, I had to chill off Twitter because it's wild. It's the wild, wild west.
Well, listen, man, the March Madness is about to crack off this week, right, Rosenberg?
Yep, sure.
That's exciting. You got Dr. Dre on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. That was exciting.
Fire. Yes.
What else you got? You got 50 Cent's been trending in hip-hop, it says. I don't know why, though.
He's suing somebody else.
Oh, I like that lawsuit. No, he's suing. So, yo, you know how he's got the alcohol brands, which is like through Jim Beam, I think. I forget the people at Jim Beam, like the head company of the alcohol brand that 50 Cent had, were embezzling money, bro.
Yeah.
And then they tried to, like, steal money from him. And then he started outing him on Instagram. And then one of the dudes got scared. He said, came in his office to tell him all the business.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, my man's life is literally writing new TV shows for him.
And he says it. I'm going to have to make this a docuseries or something.
I need it. I need it. On the
my
line right now.
Just fell.
It's shenanigan time. We got Francisco and Evelyn. Evelyn, Francisco. That
morning.
Sounds like a couple, Evelyn and Francisco. Evelyn, good morning.
One second.
Oh, man.
There we go, there we go.
Evelyn, what's happening?
Not much, baby. Heading to work.
There you go. Where you work at?
United Nations Federal Credit Union Building, Long Island City.
Shout out to all the people over at the UN. We got a lot of people that listen to us at the UN. Y'all know that?
Nah.
We're like the United Nations of radio.
I did not know that.
Yeah, like from like the, you know, obviously the custodial services all the way up to like ambassadors, office people and all that. We got a lot of people over there.
Very cool.
Francisco, good morning.
Morning, how y'all doing?
Peace, morning. Man. We bless. Where you at right now?
Right now, I'm on the turnpike heading to work. Well, I'm already working. I work for FedEx.
Shout out to FedEx
on the west side.
Yo, shout out to FedEx west side. Shout out to all the FedEx. Shout out to the Amazon peoples, the UPS peoples, a lot of good peoples, DHL peoples. Evelyn, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Stiles?
I'm going with you. I'm going with you today. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Don't do that. That's when Laura turns up. What are we giving away, Laura?
All right. Now, we're giving away tickets to Kid Cudi's Insano Tour Live at Madison Square Garden on Tuesday, July 23rd with Pusha T and Jaden Smith.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Shani with the question.
Question.
Let's play, Laura.
Never.
Okay. Which artist just revealed a collaboration with Ebro?
Artist revealed Cardi B.
That's right, with Shakira.
Yeah.
What is the world's largest ocean?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro. Pacific.
That is a fact. Which streamer recently
Ebro.
Made
Laura.
Ebro?
Kai Sinat.
Wow. Beef with Kanye West. Mm-hmm. What is the capital city of Australia?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Ooh, it's not Sydney. It's, what's the other one?
Two.
I'm going to go with Sydney because I forgot the other one.
Incorrect.
I know.
Styles, capital city of Australia.
The capital city of Australia. It's like, oh, my God.
Come on. You know it, Laura.
Is it? Two. I do?
Yes.
Canberra.
That's what it was. Canberra.
I don't know Canberra. I thought
you knew Canberra.
What is the largest Spanish-speaking city in the world? Laura.
Mexico City.
Mexico City's correct. Time is up. But Ebro.
Didn't know Canberra.
I thought you knew. Oh, no, you know Kombucha. Not Canberra.
I know
bad.
Kombucha, no Canberra.
Yo, Evelyn, we got it done, kid. We did it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Francisco.
It was a lucky day today.
Yeah, it was. I got it done. Right. I got it done. Francisco, you stay safe on those roads. You as well, Evelyn. But hang on, Evelyn, because we got tickets for you. And on the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Beyonce makes an official announcement, confronts criticism over making her country album. We'll talk about it coming up in the Flashing Lights report.
97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Oh, man, I got the congratulations you played myself of the century coming up. It went down yesterday at the Lincoln Tunnel. Port Authority, I got Venom for you today over this easy pass. If I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with, imagine what the everyday person is dealing with. Came out the Lincoln Tunnel, got pulled over. I might have a warrant out for my arrest.
Based
on yesterday.
They looking for you.
They might be looking for me.
I don't doubt it.
Cause, yo, bro, I'll tell y'all congratulations, Blaze. So.
Ugh, it's a lot. But people, people listening are going to be like, oh my God, yes, I'm going through that right now.
Yo, but how? Okay, so first of all, I didn't even know I had fines. I thought calling, I thought calling Easy Pass New York and Easy Pass New Jersey to check on fines if you're not getting mail was enough. No, you have to call Port Authority also. Mm. Oh, and by the way, they don't pick up the phone.
That part.
But anyway, flashing lights, Laura Styles, let's get into it.
Yes.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Styles can put us down.
All right. Beyonce, look, revealed, I don't know if it's her new album cover. I don't know if it's the official one, but a post on Instagram, Act 2, Cowboy Carter, coming May 29th. And she had a very personal message. She said, today marks the 10-day countdown to the release of Act 2. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to all my supporters, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages. I feel honored to be the first black woman with the number one single on the Hot Country Songs chart. This would not have happened without the outpouring support from each and every one of you. And my hope is that years from now, the mention of any artist's race as it relates to releasing genres of music will be irrelevant. And it's she keeps going, but it was... you know, Beyonce just doesn't always give you a little caption, a little personal message. So she definitely put a lengthy one on Instagram, but very excited, man. At the end, she said, this ain't a country album. This is a Beyonce album.
Okay, oh.
Cowboy Carter, and I'm proud to share with y'all.
There it is.
She said she recorded with some people that she deeply, deeply loved and was a fan of. So I don't know, Rosenberg. I think your fave might be on this one. I have a good feeling.
Well, I mean, my fave would probably be she's already done my fave in the country world. Probably be the Dixie Chicks.
But no, okay, so your second fave. Dolly Parton.
Dolly's
more everyone's fave. I can't even claim
right.
That's the world's fave. You know what I'm saying?
I go to Rosenberg because even though obviously Dolly Parton is an icon, but I really didn't start digging into her until Peter was telling me all these cool little facts about her.
Oh, yes, I do remember that. I mean, this is the beginning of the Whitish Wednesday era. I mean, Dolly is.
Yeah.
I mean, that Jolene. We know how that Jolene
pops off. Play that Jolene here. Let that ring on, baby.
You ain't got that Jolene.
Whitish Wednesday anyway. You know what I'm saying? But another thing that Beyonce said in her post, Laura Styles, that I found pretty captivating was that she said, you know, I felt very unwelcomed in this space years ago.
Yeah. Yes.
And that pushed me to do more research and lean into this space. And so was it her collaboration with the Chicks?
Right.
Where there was a response to that that caused her to be like, wait a minute. And when she put that country song on Lemonade.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And also learning their experience in the country world.
Right.
I'm stoked for this. I'm stoked for this album. Got to tell you, very excited. She put up the video of all of the Beehive dancing and partying to this song, and it's gonna be. I'll tell you one thing. On past Beyonce tours, I know people come up with sort of the look. They get some guidance.
Going, it's going down.
In this case, though, the look is like so built in for everybody. Cowboy hats, the stirrups. Well,
and you know, just at the Renaissance, everybody was wearing the like crystal ball cowboy hat.
Right.
That was
a
thing. Like Issa even had a cowboy hat on with the tassels, remember? For her little outfit. Now, Rosenberg, I came across a person yesterday who works for the Sphere.
You did? Because I put out a call yesterday, too, to try to get info. What'd you get?
Well, all I got was, I was like, oh, you work for the Sphere? They was like, yeah. I was like,
"What you doing?
Beyonce is coming to the Sphere?" They were like,
"You're like,
I don't know." It was one of those.
You're like, just
I don't
blink
know.
Twice. Blink. You're like, blink twice. Just give me a sign.
I don't know.
Was it a real? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Was it? I don't know. But it wasn't a like, nah. It wasn't a nah.
Okay.
I reached out to someone who I thought might have known. And they were like, I have no idea. I was like,
I have no idea. I don't know.
See, I like that. I don't know.
Exactly. Like it's promising. It's promising.
Yeah, maybe it is. Laura, right, you know that the day after the album comes out, we're going to come on the air. And Ebro's going to go, y'all, last night, I went to a country. We had a whole dance party with Jay and
Bee.
Oh,
I'm going to be so annoyed.
Oh, man. You guys would have really... I should have probably said something. Oh, man. LLJ. Cool J.
You better not, bro.
Cool J.
Man.
All right, that's your Flesh and Light report. Time is 7:02, a high of 56 degrees, partly cloudy, and alternate side parking is in effect.
In a effect. And you got it on Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, better known as Paul, Lauren, and Envy.
Oh, yeah. Hell of a show.
Hell of a show. Hell of a show. Congratulations, you played yourself Ride or Die. It's all coming up next. And I got to hit myself with the button. And then I'm coming for Port Authority. You're on the chopping block today, boys and girls.
WQHD FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
This hour made hot by Top Dog Law. Top Dog gets you top dollar. Visit TopDogLaw.com.
Hot 97, number one for hip hop.
Ride or die time. We got Maurice on the phone. Maurice, what's going on?
What's going on, bro?
You want to test your wife, Dakota?
Yes.
All right, and you want to call her? What do you want to tell her?
Well, right now I'm down in the DR with my brother and a few friends shooting a video for my brother.
All right.
I got arrested down here, right? And the guard told me he could throw out my file. I could never have been in this precinct if somebody bring him $500 cash, U.S. He don't want Western Union or anything. He don't want no paper trail. So my wife got to fly down here before I have to go to court.
But what if he says, I was with some girls, they turned out to be prostitutes, but I didn't know. And she's going to be like, why were you with girls in the first place?
How about, y'all trying to get me killed when I get back to the state.
No, what I'm saying is before you get home, we're going to let her know it's all a joke. It's not real.
No, she's going to know that. All right, we can do that.
All right, here we go. We're calling Dakota.
Hello?
Dakota.
Who?
It's your husband.
No, it's not. Who is this?
This is me. This is Tyke. This is Maurice.
How are you calling me from the 212 number?
Because they let me connect with some satellite. That's besides the point. Me, Biddy, all of us was at the club drinking VIP. Girls was in VIP. We left the club, came back to the hotel. Not doing anything crazy, just having like a private party. Biddy and them hanging out with the girls. These girls wind up being known prostitutes. The cops come to the hotel, and now I'm arrested, babe, and they need somebody to come.
How do you want me to fix this? What do you want? What do I have to do?
Listen. The cops said if somebody comes to the precinct with $500 U.S., that they'll let me go and throw the whole thing out before I even have to go to court. So I've never been down here. I need you to find a way to get down here. Get a flight. I need to get out of this. Are you going to come?
Yeah.
There she is. Ride or die.
Hello? I'm going to get the shit out of you.
Woo, she sounded scary, but she came through.
She came through. That's my baby.
Dakota, what kind of Inspector Gadget investigator? This ain't my husband. What 212 number?
He said he's in DR. So for a 212 number to call, I'm panicking. Like, who's playing games?
Stop playing on my phone. But look at it. You rode for him, though. You're a real one.
Oh, God. I'm going to cut his ass when he comes home. Oh,
cut.
God.
Stabbings. All right.
Yeah, I was about to call my mother and max out my credit cards. You know I was going to cut you. Jesus.
I love you, baby. I love you.
I love you more.
Aww. She's still gonna cut your motherfucking ass though for playing on.
For real. I'm about to cry. Oh my God.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us at rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com. That's rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com.
Vibes now. That sound like a resort lobby.
Yeah. Can I get an extra drink? No, you can only have one.
Yo.
Yo, that's the worst.
Yo, if you show up to a resort and it's trying to front like it's mad nice and they come with the free little juice in the lobby while you check in, whatever it is, but then they want to act stingy with it, that's how you know the hotel raggedy.
Facts.
Like, bro, I can't have two or three of these free juices, you know, man. What's wrong with y'all, bro?
Don't try to go ask for one the next day.
Yo, you
checked in yesterday.
Yeah, they hit you with that.
Yo, hit that whatever resort that we're talking about, hit them with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, copy up, playing yourself. All right,
so here we go then. Shot playing yourself. All right, Laura, should I hold mine for the close since mine's kind of elaborate?
Yes.
All right, so Laura, what you got on the congrats?
All right, guys. Now, you guys know that the Young Thug and the YSL's Rico case has had its fair share of wild moments, right? Mm. it's been crazy, but recently, oh, God, in the latest testimony hearing, a state witness, Adrian Bean, took the stand once again, and he had a slight issue that he couldn't shake off. What is it? Well, according to him, he was so high that he was about to fall asleep on everyone in the courthouse.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's telling everyone, I'm so high right now, I'm about to go to sleep on y'all, man.
He said it.
What did he say?
Yes.
Rosenberg, he was like, yo, can I have some water? Yo, I'm so high right now, man. I was about to go to sleep on y'all.
Eyes half closed, Rosenberg.
Wow.
But you know what, though? So who's the congrats for? Him as the witness?
Yes, like, why would you come to court high out of your mind?
Okay, so hit him with the button. Boom.
Congratulations.
I'm going to tell you. Because according to, the internet legal system.
Okay, yes, because, you know.
They're saying that, A, he was supposed to be, like, state's witness for the prosecution. Yeah,
so he's up
there talking about he's high, they can't use his testimony at all.
Mm.
So the congrats goes to the prosecution.
It definitely was. He didn't recall anything that happened. He basically was saying, I don't remember anything. I don't know anything. And he was supposed to be, he was the alleged a getaway driver in a crime involving Young Thug. But this whole case deserves a button. It is a mess. It is a mess.
I mean, look, they tried to pin Jeffrey with all of this. And it's not looking good for the prosecution in the state of Georgia.
How long has this been going now?
Months. It feels like 8 months, six,
I know,
8 months.
More, I think more than that. No? We're not past a year of this already? Maybe I'm wrong.
Anyway, though, it's a button for the prosecution. Because bro is definitely trying to discredit whatever case they think they have and using his testimony.
It's the audio.
Can I get the water? I'm so high right now, y'all. I'm about to go sleep on y'all, man.
Yes, you
know.
We're
going to
take it back soon.
Hang on. He was drunk.
He said he was high, bro. He didn't say
he
drunk.
He said high.
He said high. That's different.
Sounded sleepy or that.
He ripped
Mr. God.
Ripper Dick.
He might
hit him with the button.
Dick.
LLJ, Cool J.
Ribbit Dick.
You played yourself.
Laura, Rosenberg, what you got today?
Hold on, let me don't cover up my my Donald Trump relief audio. Can I hear that one more time?
Oh.
Will repeat your
never in your life disrespect that.
Ribbit Dick.
Uh,
I don't have much going on right now. I will just say this though, man. If you if you think I'm actually geared up at this point, and I don't know who the congrats is for, but if you think I'm still geared up to watch the men's college basketball tournament in 2024, man, I'm not.
Wait, what?
Congratulations.
Why?
Not. You played yourself.
What? Why?
I just don't care. I feel no connection.
What, like to the schools? Or I don't get to explain.
Well, obviously part of it is that my school sucks, right?
Okay,
that,
Maryland's trash.
Yeah, Maryland's been trash. And it's been a long run. Like, we haven't been this bad in a while. So it's been like several years. So that's number one. But number two, man, every year that there's a cool story with like a head coach who goes on a run, the next year they're gone. Every time, right? Like,
or they go get a bigger job or whatever.
Every single year. So now you have both the coaches and players who just roll out whenever something cool. Now with the NIL, bro, don't get me wrong. I'm happy for the players to be able to get their bag. And I'm happy that with the transfer portal, the players can ditch these schools just like the coaches always did. Like,
that's right.
I'm happy for them. That doesn't make me happy as a fan, though. It's not fun. You can't follow storylines of schools. Right, they're right, just right, like right. Everybody's... Yo, man, if you think the men's tournament is going to be more exciting than the women's tournament this year, I got to hit you with this button right here.
Now, that women's tournament's shaping up to be something, bro. You still got Caitlin Clark in there. You got LSU in there. You got South Carolina in there. They just
Y'all remember a year ago when Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese had their moment, and it was the first time we'd ever, let's be realistic, first time we'd ever heard of either of them, and now it's a year later, and we have like a whole movie with the
shaping up.
Yo, and LSU and Iowa are in the same bracket, too. They're going to be fighting to get to the Final Four.
Oh, must-see TV.
I'm telling you right now, for the first time in my life, when you have to compare the two, I'm hitting the men's tournament with this button right here.
Oh, congratulations. Man, you played yourself.
No, listen. You go UConn. I hope UConn. You know,
I like the UConn story. You know what I mean? I haven't looked at the brackets, but North Carolina, UConn. There's some things in there. Arizona.
UConn going to repeat. That could be fun. Of course, I'll root against Duke. You know, they got to play Vermont in the first round. Let's go Catamounts. You know what I mean?
The Catamounts.
I'm here for the women's tournament. That's where I'm at right now. We're a big deal.
Bless you, Laura Stiles. So, first and foremost, y'all, if you've been listening to Envy, Lauren, and Paul for any amount of time, you know that me and Easy Pass got problems. Sometimes it's my fault. Sometimes I feel like it's theirs. But ultimately, it's mine. So hit me with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So, you know, I'm thinking after my last batch of, tolls missed or whatever, you know, my stack of orange envelopes that I called the collection agency and negotiated off the fine, you know, because you'll have like, you know, $700 in tolls maybe because your Easy Pass wasn't sitting right in the window or whatever. But you'll still have $8,000 in fines on those $700 in tolls. And so there's that part of it. But at any rate, I think on my, you know, New Jersey Easy Pass account, when I check it and see if everything's click-clacking and doing what it's supposed to be doing, I check in and I replenish, auto-replenish, I'm doing good. And, you know, right. just for secure measures, I might get on the phone and sit on the phone for, you know, an hour with Easy Pass New York just trying to get somebody to see if I got any problems over there.
Wow. Right.
I might even go a step further. I'll Google... The collection agency for said Easy Passes, because you know that things might have went in the collection. So let me get on the phone with them, give them my license plate, and see if I got anything going on with them. So here I am being proactive, right? Just seeing, you know,
good for you, man.
What's going on out here? Have I missed anything? Oh, I missed a big one. I didn't even know that there was a difference between Easy Pass New York, Easy Pass New Jersey, and wait for it, Port Authority Easy Pass.
Well, there's a Port Authority.
Oh, and there's an MTA Bridges and Tunnels Easy Pass. So, I don't know, you know, when I go through this one or if I go through that one, who I need to be calling. So, there's four different Easy Pass management systems if you're commuting between New Jersey, New York, Long Island, Connecticut. There could be four different places.
But hold on. Wow. Shouldn't they all be popping up? Like get as
hit this man with the button. Hit this man with the button.
Congratulations.
They should be. They should be. I should get some sort of mail. I haven't got any mail.
Nothing.
I have no fines. I have no warnings. I have nothing. Mm. Nothing. So I go through the Lincoln Tunnel yesterday, and I get pulled over. The Port Authority cop jumps in front of my car. Hey, pull over right here. I pull over. I have my ID for him. He asked for a registration. You know, I give him a registration. I said, why are you pulling me over?
Did he hit you with a pull over? Pull over.
Relax, Eddie Murphy.
Okay, sorry.
And so I gave it to him and asked him why I was being pulled over. He said, you're being pulled over for Easy Pass, not paying your Easy Pass fines. I was like, what? My Easy Pass fines? I was like, what are you talking about? Me being proactive as I've been the last few months? What are you talking about? So he comes back and says, hey, your registration on your car has been suspended.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Wow.
And I had the same response. I was like, get out of here. I was like, what kind of, and I started talking greasy. What kind of racket are y'all running, bro? Like, how is my registration spent? I have an Easy Pass account.
How?
How would it even get to this point? Nobody called New Jersey where my account is. No, y'all don't have a system where y'all just suspend somebody and, bro, I have no letter. I have nothing. I know nothing about what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Here, you could call this number, but right now I need you to pull around this corner and call a tow truck. To have your car towed. I was like, wait, I owe y'all money and I gotta call my own tow truck?
LLJ.
So you think I'm gonna drive around this corner in my car, stand there, wait for a tow truck?
Damn right you will.
He was like, yes, sir, that's the law. You need to do that.
Wow.
I said, all right, cool. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
That's the end of the story. I'm not pulling over here and calling a damn tow truck.
Hold on. Now you got to get a button for anticlimactic ending. We all like, wait, what happened?
I ain't pulling over here and calling no tow truck. I drove to a parking garage and parked my car.
Yo,
oh my God.
Right. Who y'all think y'all dealing with? So once again, hit me with the button. I might have a warrant out for my arrest.
Me or Ebro.
Hold on. At least you got on the air and snitched on yourself.
So now they know where to find
you. The Easy Pass system is such a mess. If it got to be on my name and I got to have a warrant and they looking for me and all that, so be it. Y'all, it's trash. Bro, I called the number that the man gave me. He was like, just call this number. Deal with the fines. Bro, I was on hold. I'm not joking. For 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
I called. I was on hold. And while I'm in the car with him, waiting for him, I was still on hold. That took 20 minutes. I drove to the garage, parked the car, walked to my office, still on hold. Had to get ready for an interview yesterday. Gave the phone to someone I work with. Was like, yo, here's the information. If they pick up, give them this information and then my credit card, let's deal with it. I finished an interview. Still on hold.
Wow.
Got back to the phone. I had been on hold for 90 minutes. The line disconnected. This is Port Authority.
Oh, they hung up on you.
I called back again and was on hold for another hour and a half.
Wow.
The call disconnected again.
Wow.
You can't go online to pay. You're not Port Authority. You're not picking up the phone. If I wasn't who I was, where I could reach out to, what's my man's name, bro, that came on the show to talk about the Easy Pass? Yo, I reached out to the lieutenant governor. He says Kathy Hochul knows that it's a mess. There's nothing we can do about it. We're working on it. I can actually reach out to the lieutenant governor. I can actually reach out to state representatives. I could call the governor of New Jersey. I know these people. If I'm going through this, what do you think the normal, regular person is dealing with when it comes to Easy Pass?
Yes. And then wait till these congestion prices come in. Even more of a mess.
Because now you got more tolls people don't even know about. They're not even used to. Not prepared for.
They don't even know what numbers to call when
there's it is 2024.
Oh, my God.
It is 2024. From my phone, I could travel the world.
That's right.
I can literally do anything on planet Earth from my phone. Within minutes, I can get medicine delivered to my home.
Incredible. That's
life-saving medicine in minutes to my front door. You mean to tell me that four different Easy Pass agencies don't have a system that y'all can communicate? Someone couldn't send an email to New Jersey Easy Pass saying, hey, does this person have an Easy Pass account?
Right.
So that when they reply, because they have my credit card, they have my bank information, they replenish my card. Y'all don't talk? That is absurd. It's criminal.
True.
There is nothing us as citizens can do. Literally nothing. Mm.
So now you on the run.
Yo, play that cool dude. Text one.
Yo, hit that Ghostface Jada kiss for me one time.
Give us that cool G rap on the run remix, man.
They got a brother on the run.
They got me on. I was so tight. I was like, yo, man, I might be on the front page of the Post and handcuffs today. Who knows where this is going, man?
And you just admitted everything. So they coming for you, bro.
Absolutely.
Yo.
Absolutely. I am not pulling my car over at the Lincoln Tunnel and waiting for a tow truck to come wreck my car. And don't make me start talking greasy. My car's too expensive to be playing with y'all, bro. Ain't nobody playing with y'all.
Talk that talk.
I'm not playing with you, bro. With y'all little raggedy tow trucks here. Yo, I got a car. If you've ever had a car towed by anywhere in New York City and your car end up at that damn tow site.
Navy Yard, whatever.
Bro, you know how many dents and scrapes is on your car?
Mufflers be all cracked up.
Yeah.
It's true. Your suspension is tore up. And you have no recourse because it takes money. Yo, I'm on the call on hold with Port Authority. This is how raggedy the system is. They got a recorded message that says, hey, you can leave us a message and we'll call you back within 48 hours.
Damn.
Wow.
But we'll only call you one time.
Now that's raggedy.
So if you miss that call, you
back to square one. So if I miss that call, back to square one.
Hello, Jake.
How do you think people have time for this?
It's crazy.
You're not trying to help people at all. They don't care.
No, they just trying to get that money.
They don't. But are you trying to get the money?
No.
Because if you was trying to get the money, you would have just called the place that I had a credit card with and got the damn money.
Yo, hit Ebro with the button. Yeah, man. Hit Ebro with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Go ahead, Cash. 197 minutes commercial free. Hey, yo, Port Authority, you can suck mud.
Hey.
Hey, yo, I jumped from the 8th floor step, hit the ground, the pound fell.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah. Shout to Representative Kenny Burgos, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago. He's actually running around all up in Albany. I think he's repping the Bronx is where he's a representative. Kenny Burgos has been running around Albany trying to get this Easy Pass situation fixed for, he's probably been working on this for a year. And so when I hit Antonio Delgado yesterday, the lieutenant governor, he was definitely aware that Kenny Burgos is running around trying to get everybody's attention about this Easy Pass issue. But when you think about it, for politicians, do they really want to jam up the Port Authority? Do they really want to get into it with an organization as powerful as the Port Authority that controls all the tunnels, the bridges, the airports?
Right.
Probably not. Mm-hmm.
Probably not.
And then you have the fact that the MTA, which is a whole separate Easy Pass, because MTA has tunnels and bridges that they manage. That's managed by the state of New York. So that's a whole other thing. Then you got Easy Pass New Jersey and Easy Pass New York, which is two other separate agencies. There's four agencies that potentially could have toll violations and fines on your car. Now, Cass One.
Yo.
You did the due diligence to go look at how other states are managing their Easy Pass systems.
Right. It looks like every other state has one system. Whereas here in New York, even, all right, check this out, right? Like, if you look at your Easy Pass number and it starts with a certain number, that means you could tell which number corresponds to which entity.
And that right, really but that doesn't help you locate which fines and fees you have if something didn't come to you in the mail to tell you.
Right. Exactly. It should come in the mail. Does it? We don't know.
I have no documentation that my registration got suspended.
You know,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't the DMV send you that too?
Like, how about this? When I went to the Port Authority site trying to figure out what was going on yesterday and like what is the process here, it legit said do not contact the DMV.
What?
That's crazy.
I was like, why wouldn't I contact the DMV?
They don't need all that. You know what I mean?
Yo, but it's confusing because, Ebro, like, so there's Easy Pass New York. You can get that's the Easy right. Pass from there. There's Easy Pass New Jersey.
That's right.
There's the MTA Easy Pass.
That's right.
There's a Port Authority Easy Pass.
That's right.
But the Port Authority operates and maintains all the crossings. So they maintain the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln Tunnel, Holland Tunnel, Bayonne Bridge, Gothel Bridge, Otter Bridge Crossing. So that's they right. Do the bridges and, bro, I'm confused. I'm talking about it and I'm confused already.
It's a lot.
But see, in all of that, if y'all want to have different entities, agencies manage different things, cool.
Right.
That's fine.
Okay.
There's someone hearing my voice right now that can literally, within 24 hours, set up an alert system.
That's right.
That would alert all the systems simultaneously mm-hmm. that there was a potential toll violation on someone's account. At which point, if you have an account with one of those entities, said entity would then just go, yes, that person has an account. We'll take care of that. No problem.
You would think with all the money that they make that they wouldn't invest in some better technology.
Did what I just articulate sound that complicated?
No.
To just let your account know, whoever manages your account, whichever entity it is, to charge your account? If there is one, because if there isn't one, then that person, whoever's driving that car and that license plate and that registration, would then be in a serious violation because now you're going through toll. So you would send the toll to their house if they didn't pay it. They don't have an account. Then that's problematic. If someone literally has an automated replenish account and you have their bank account information, why is this so hard?
I mean, Ebro. The whole point of replenishing is so that when you get to a certain point, it'll just recharge. But if it doesn't do, I don't understand how. I'm so confused, bro. And you know what? I had to stop. I stopped the replenishment because they was just taking money for no reason.
They be on your account, B.
Yeah, they just be.
They be on that account.
Yo, if you go to the bridges, let's say you go to the bridges two times in a month. If the next month you go on four, they tripling what they take from you. They're like, you went four times. It's triple that amount.
They right, because they want to have the money sitting there. They take the money from you just to sit it there.
Right.
Rasan says he has a pay-per-trip option on his Easy Pass.
Yeah,
they got that too.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is here.
DJ John. It's the DJ John coming through. John was popping, baby.
Hello?
Hey.
DJ John.
I feel sorry for you, Ebro. I really do. Because I know what it is. I had my car towed a couple of times.
Oh, man.
Years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is years ago.
This is years ago. But the same problem happened years ago is happening now.
Yeah.
And they're just, you know, running the game, sticking you up.
Yeah.
I just don't think helping the people, when you really think about it, helping people and convenience is not a priority. The more inconvenient they can make things, the more money they get to make. Right? And ultimately, at the end of the day, I still think there's a mission to discourage people from driving. The way my life is set up, it's not really an option for what I'm trying to get done every day. I would like to not drive. After I didn't stop when I pulled over out of the Lincoln Tunnel yesterday and I went and parked my car, I went and took a cab and jumped on the ferry to get home.
You made it work.
How was the ferry ride?
I love the ferry ride. I love the ferry ride. It's great. It just doesn't offer me the flexibility I need in my life.
That's right.
Right.
I pay the price for convenience, so I'm paying the price right now. Hopefully, Port Authority's going to call me back today after I've reached out to politicians. And, but maybe they won't. Maybe they won't after I've trashed them.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. That's
right. Maybe this will drag on for weeks and months.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
We got Timothy on line four. Timothy.
Hey, Timothy.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Tim. What's happening, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm blessed, bro. Thanks for checking in with us today to stump DJ John. And John, if he hits you with the right question and stumps you, what does he win?
Tickets to see Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday 2 World Tour happened May 1st at the Barclays Center. Get your tickets now. May hot by Live Nation.
There you go. Does anybody on our show know how to find out if you got a warrant?
Call the police.
Somebody tweet us. Just tweet us at Ebro and AM at 97.
I asked this on Twitter yesterday, and they said just get pulled over again. You'll find out.
Oh, great.
Yeah, commit a crime.
Someone else was like, "Yo, when that second police car pull up behind you, you know, damn." Yeah. All right, Timothy. The question for DJ John:
Are in an acre of land.
Wait, say that again, Timothy.
How many square feet are in an acre of land?
How many square feet in 1 acre? Square DJ John.
Acre of a land. 1,500?
No.
What's the answer, Timothy?
It's 43,560.
43,000?
Yeah, nah. John wasn't getting that one, bro. You getting the tickets, fam. It's all you. You got them.
Hey, thank you so much. I love listening to you guys.
Nah, we appreciate you too, Tim.
Hang on,
we got to get some info. On the way, Flashing Lights with Lauren Stiles.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Dr. J was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'll let you know who joined him, and we'll talk about it coming up next.
Rosenberg's getting ready for Whitish Wednesday, too. Oh, yeah. He's the selector. It's Cass versus Laura versus Shani. We're back with the game, the world-renowned family game. Whitish Wednesday. Great music and a great time.
That slide, that baller alert made of all the interviews?
Crazy. Since your registration, Sarah HB says, since your registration was already suspended, contact the DMV. Same thing happened to me. The DMV will tell you the amount you need to pay to clear the suspension. They only tell you to not to contact DMV prior to your suspension. Thank you, Sarah Hibb. And then I just got off the phone with NJ Easy Pass, $500 in fees, and it was only $35 in tolls.
Wow.
That was a real Lady E tweeted that in. There's some mess out here, bro. It is a total mess out here. And they run the fees thing on you, too, because they think you're just going to take the bill and pay it, which is even more of a scam.
if you think about it. So they put some exorbitant fees on a piece of paper, send it to your home to scare the bejeebus out of you. And then hoping people just go ahead and pay this number. But if you call them, we'll waive the fees. Don't even worry about it.
But you know what, Ebro? When you call them, they don't pick up because they want you to pay the fees.
Oh, God.
You got them.
Let's go flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights,
you're ready for the flashing lights. Lauren Styles can put us on.
All right. So Dr. Dre gets his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It was a big moment. Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, Eminem were all there to celebrate him. It's only right. He deserves
it.
Of course. You know, West Coast legend. So super dope. And he would, you know, there was a speech just, you know, everybody said some beautiful words about Dr. Dre. But when I saw this, I was like, yeah, well deserved, man. It's only right.
I honestly, when I saw, I don't think Rosenberg's mic's on, but when I saw the post yesterday on social media, I honestly thought Dre already had a star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh my God,
I was like, is this old footage?
Me too. I think he already had one too?
No,
I think he's just been supporting other people who got it. But
got
I was like,
it.
Oh, wow.
I was like, yo, man, why is this old footage of Dr. Dre in the Walk of Fame trending again today?
They've made the Walk of Fame thing a big deal over the last, like, several years. It's become bigger than it used to be, I feel
I think
like.
Bigger in our world. How about that? I think we've gotten to an age and in our world where people that we actually know through business that have we've worked together throughout the years are getting stars on the Walk of Fame, and it's kind of in our sphere a little bit more.
Yeah, no, for sure. But even the people who are outside of our sphere, I see them make a bigger deal of it. Like the ceremony's treated more seriously. Because guys, there are some bad stars on the Walk of Fame. There are some people who just paid the money to get the star.
Yeah.
There's over 2,000 of them.
Yeah, it's not like an honor in the traditional sense. You know what I mean?
But you still have to get the invitation, but then you still have to pay. Correct?
I believe so.
I think people agree to it, and then you get, and then you pay for it. But now it's like seen as a much bigger. Maybe they've become more discerning. I don't know. But I thought the same thing. Ooh. I saw Dre. I was like, Dre has to have a star on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
But that looked fun, man. Eminem, 50, and Snoop all standing by his side. I mean, that's
fire.
Yeah.
Fire, right?
You think they went to the studio, put something, lay something down real quick for the people?
Well, I think they did Jimmy Kimmel yesterday together. And they supposedly said that there's something in the works of some sort.
I mean,
Interessante. Let's see.
I wonder if Dre still has it in him for another, like, serious album.
I think the problem is getting it out the door. It's not the recording part. It's the actual packaging. It's the actual marketing. It's the, like, you know, because there's so, right now, there's so much like, yo, what's your first week going to be like? Yo, is it going to, how much is it going to sell?
Let me push back, though. What's the last Dre musical credit that comes to your mind?
That album he put out, Compton or whatever it was called?
Compton,
that was the last one, right?
I feel like it.
Yeah, because that's after, that was after he did the Recipe for Kendrick.
Right.
Is that right? That's a few years after that, like maybe 2016.
I feel like it.
And that thing was pretty, the Compton album was pretty dope.
I love the Compton album.
It was great.
It was really good. But yeah, you know, but once again, it wasn't critically acclaimed. It didn't live up to the expectations of other projects. That's what a lot of artists that are at Dre's level, you know, and a lot of artists deal with that. Andre 3000, a lot of artists are going to deal with that where people are going to compare it to their last classic. And so if they're caught, if your ego is hooked on that, and it doesn't live up to it, and you just don't want to give art to the world and put something out there for the fans, you're in it for the, you know, for the chart position or the headline. It gets tough to get it out the door.
It's intimidating, man. Especially when his first two are considered basically perfect.
Right.
That's minus the NWA albums, of course, but yeah, that's a lot, man. That's a lot.
Yeah. But that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:03. Today is a high of 56 degrees, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Yo, y'all stop snitching on Twitter, bro. Stop snitching on Laurel Styles.
Dang.
Snitches get stitches, bro. They crazy, man. Just move on. It's nothing to see here. Just move
nothing
on.
To see.
Just move on. Up next, Whitish Wednesday. Cast 1 versus Shawnee versus Laura. Rosenberg the selector. Lock in. It's going to be a good one.
WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Connect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Well, you gonna just play the intro mad low like that? Make that make sense.
He's on the way up.
Something's going on. Is Mercury retrograde, guys?
Nah, Mercury ain't retrograde. People just ain't on their P's and Q's, man.
I like to blame Mercury.
Mercury ain't thinking about us, bro.
Mercury minding his own business. She's
got a smile that it seems to me. Remind me of time of her memories.
Everything was as fresh as the bright blue sky.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Whitish Wednesday, the game, a competition. See if you can guess the first five songs first, or fastest, or whatever. And on the line, we got the Phone of Fox. They can help out either Cass, Laura, or Shawnee Culture. We have Hot Rod Rick, Queen P, and Aubrey. Nikki's out sick today. Ooh, Nikki's been solid the last few weeks, too. Solid.
Feel better, Nikki.
Feel better. Now, Rosenberg, you are the selector. You come with the entree. The list of songs, the meat and potatoes, if you will. What direction are you taking us?
Well, I mean, it is still Women's History Month, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the question is, how far do we go with the women's history of it all?
Why is that in question? Laura hasn't covered women's history all month. So the only time it's been covered is during Whitish Wednesday.
I mentioned it.
She gave it a shout out.
I mentioned it.
She gave it. A shout out.
Shout out, man. The infamous shout out.
Yeah.
All right, so where are we going?
Shout out. All right, so let's get everybody ready. It's Shawnee.
That's right.
Versus okay. Laura versus Cast. Mercury is not in retrograde. We're going to try to.
Mercury ain't thinking about you.
Everyone ready?
Try to focus. Yeah. Yes.
All right, our phone of thoughts are ready.
Yeah.
It's time for Whitish Wednesday, the game. Buckle up. You're playing at home. Get ready to tweet us, DM us, whatever it is, however you participate. Here we go.
Cast. Oh, cast one. Oh, man.
Damn, that's hard.
Three.
No, it ain't.
No, it ain't. Two. One.
Forgot.
All right. Start playing again.
Culture.
Culture.
This is.
See?
The person I don't remember the song.
Oh, my God.
I got to get the song.
Laura knows it
right.
For sure.
Yeah, for
it's, three.
It's.
Two.
Tom's Diner.
Oh, okay. Good job, Shawnee.
It's Tom's Diner.
Good
That's
job, Shawnee.
Tom's
Diner, baby.
Go, Shawnee.
Yeah.
Big bounce,
Mack Rashad.
Hey. Now, who's the artist again, Rosenberg?
Suzanne Vega.
Suzanne Vega, that's right.
This is that joint.
It's that joint. Hey.
This is in the house.
Yeah.
Hey.
I am sitting in the morning, the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the instead I pour the milk.
Oh, bars, but instead I pour the milk. What?
Crazy, crazy.
Bars.
I open the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died of. Was drinking, was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning.
I wonder what was the desired genre for this song.
I know, what is it?
I know, because it ended up just being like a club record. But like, what was it designed to? Was it?
I think they just took the break beat, which that beat, you know, that beat had been used so many times, and they added some keys and things, and I think that was the desired genre, like a club record, like a.
I guess it was. Remixes and stuff, so yeah, probably. All right, here we go, guys.
Her bars were efficient, though. I listened back to it. I should have put out an album. She didn't rhyme one lick. It was one rhyme on straight the whole up. Verse.
So instead,
didn't
I poured the milk.
Even matter.
I opened up the paper and I read about an actor.
What? Yeah, she's just literally saying words. You're just saying words now.
And I didn't know him.
My friend Catherine, who I went to high school with, just texted me and said, Tom's Diner had every spot on the WAVA Top 9. That was the pop station that we grew up with. She said they played it 9 times in a row. Joy was
that's
on fire.
Crazy.
It was the joint.
All right, here we go, guys. Here we go. Here we go. Whitish Wednesday, right. The game. Women's History Month.
Shawnee got one.
Culture.
Culture.
Oh, culture.
Two.
Whoa. That was incredibly aggressive. There's just no way.
This was in the crib, though, no?
So why are you asking us? You like claim to know what like it is.
It was in somebody's crib.
Here we go, Shawnee. What is it?
I'm going to just say Lisa Stansfield.
That's a fun random thing to say, but no.
No, that's not what that was.
That's unfortunate.
That was not that one.
Felt like it.
That would have been crazy.
With the hip-hop drums. Okay.
It has hip-hop drums again, but...
But you look at me like maybe I'm an angel.
Laura?
Laura? I love the Laura question mark.
Is this song called, is it Bitch?
Really? Laura, twice in an hour. Yes, it is.
Hey!
I forgot the name of that woman who sings it, though.
Yes.
I was scared. I'm like,
Meredith Brooks. Man.
Meredith Brooks.
I can understand how you'd be so confused.
Kenzie, your mom cussing on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Whitish Wednesday, the game.
It's 1-1, guys. 1-1.
Damn, I haven't heard this in a long time.
Laura got one. Cass got none. Everybody got phone-a-fots, though.
Let's go.
Women's History.
That was a throwback.
Yeah. Big joint. Big tune.
Big tune.
Oh, where'd it go? Where's the one I just had? All right. Here we go.
The charge solo. All right. Okay. I've never even heard that full song.
All right.
We didn't know. Damn, I lost the song that I was trying to play. But it's all right.
It's all right.
Here we go.
Laura
got this. Laura's arrow.
Yeah, she got this.
Alanis Morissette. I mean, no.
Too late.
Hit the button.
Hold it in, Laura.
The button.
Strong and wrong, and I know what it is. Oh, God. I know. Damn. God, and I know. I've been a bad girl. That's how I feel.
You should.
I've been careless with a delicate man.
sad. Damn.
When a girl will break a board
just because you can. Please, Cass, you know this.
Culture, yeah.
You know this.
Yeah, that was rocking for a minute. Let me go with a phone.
Yeah, you might as well. I was waiting, Ebro. I was like, does someone want to get a point?
Or
like,
no, no. I just wanted to hear the chorus. Maybe I could have guessed. But.
Right. Cass one's so holding tight. His phone to Fox. I think he's trying to. He's got a competitive strategy. He's working.
Yeah, he always does. He's always working on something.
All right, who you going to, Shiny Coach? You got Hot Rod, Rick, Queen P, and Aubrey.
He's going to go.
I'm gonna go with Queen P.
Ooh, yeah. Here we go. She Queen P back. She was in a meeting last week. Big corporate thing. We don't know what she does for a living, corporate, but it's big things. This. Big things.
Queen P, you played me a couple
of times.
Good
morning, everybody.
Good morning, Queen P. It.
But I trust you.
I will not let you down this time, Shawnee. I owe you.
Okay,
please. This we got. This could be the theme song for Easy Pass. The song is called Criminal. It's the
only album. Yeah.
It should be.
Good luck.
Damn.
I know. You deserve the button 10 times.
Thank you, Pete. I've come to you because I need guidance to be true. And I just don't know where I can begin.
All I need is a good defense.
I don't think I've ever heard this song before.
You never heard this?
I don't think so. It's not ringing a bell yet.
Really?
Yeah.
This
what year?
Huge.
You know,
90s.
If Ebro didn't see this video either, like he literally didn't see a video in the mid 90s. He didn't.
He did not.
Yeah, I was so far off MTV in the 90s, bro. I was not rocking with that whole movement. I didn't have to though. It wasn't my world.
I mean, I don't know if we ever have to, but I hear what you're saying.
No, but there was a time, like, when you were a kid, it was kind of like what everybody was talking about. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, it was whatever. But when I was between 18 and...
This might have been one of those that...
And now, I don't have to pay attention to none of that.
You should.
Wait, Cass, you never heard this song?
This might have been one of those that it would come on MTV and I would change the channel quick fast.
No, well, that would be an interesting choice if I recall the video.
Oh, really?
I feel like,
is that good?
Yeah, I feel like you wouldn't turn off quick fast. I don't know if you would.
Oh, something moving around in this?
I mean, she was very thin, but it was still like a very provocative
not my thing.
Look, if I recall.
It's why this Wednesday, the game. Laura Styles played herself.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Shiny Culture got two on the board.
Let's go.
He's down to Phonify. Cass One got none. All his Phonify's like Laura.
All his guitars.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura. Is this a Cranberries?
Correct.
Yeah. Laura's back.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
astutely says this song will be in his head all day long. It's true.
Right, Whitest Wednesday of the game. Rosenberg's picking the tunes.
Laura's back in business. It's 2-2.
All right.
Laura could have been a quick replay, recap. Laura could have been 3 on the board.
Don't kick me when I'm downy, bro.
Look,
don't kick me when I'm down.
There we go.
I hug the L.
Just like that.
Trump.
Wow.
This is Sheryl Crow. Every day is a winding road.
Wow. She's right. Laura is in her bag.
I know. This is my era.
I used to ride with a vending machine repairman.
This is Laura's alt girl era.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
He was high on intellectualism. I've never been.
Laura used to go to Lilith's Fair.
No, I didn't.
Lay back, enjoy the show. Everybody gets high, everybody gets low. These are the days when everything goes.
All right, Laura's
she
rolling.
Definitely is.
She's got 3. Shawnee, you still got 2, though. Don't forget. You're right in this.
I'm here.
Cass is playing some weird game. We'll see what he decides
to
do.
I just these songs.
Here we go.
Whitest Wednesday, the game. Ebro, Laurel, and Paul.
Culture.
Oh, come on.
Culture.
Wow.
Culture, he hit it. Let's see if he knows.
Come on, Culture, you got this.
Nothing compares to you.
He's in it.
Yes, Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor, baby.
Wow.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Rashani got 3 on the board.
Come on, baby.
Only 1 phonophot. Laura's got 3 on the board with 2 phonophots left. She can wrap it up with phonophots only.
I'm surprised myself. I'm so happy right now.
When you dig down and you actually find it, that's amazing. Yeah, it's a great feeling.
Yo, I'm like, Sinead O'Connor.
I can eat my dinner in a fancy
was out here talking about real issues that matter in a real way. It wasn't just hashtagging.
That's right.
Rocking the Barbie.
She didn't care.
She was saying she'd risk it all.
I went to the doctor and guess what he told me.
If you guys saw this, but a little while ago, New York Nico, when Sinead passed, put up a video on his Instagram page with the dude. I forget who the dude was, but literally told the story of her coming into the barbershop in New York to get the haircut, like the cut. The day it happened, like she had a, I forget why she did it, but she just like did it for a reason on a random day. And then he was watching TV later that night, was like, that's the girl that. Put her hair off.
That's crazy.
Yo, and if you're too young to know, if you think Amber Rose had a lock on the baldy, yo, if any lady who had a baldy going, it was like, yo, tell Sinead O'Connor over here. I mean, she owned it.
That's facts.
It was the cut. Yeah. It was her cut. All right, R.I.P. Here we go. Shawnee's got three. Laura has three. Okay. Cass one, maybe taking a day.
And just so you know, on Oprah Winfrey, the late Irish singer Sinead O'Connor told Oprah Winfrey in 2014, they wanted me to grow my hair really long and wear mini skirts and all that kind of stuff.
There
because record executives reckoned I'd look much prettier, so I went straight around the corner to a barbershop and shaved off all my hair.
There it is. Yeah. It was the label. She was like, F the label.
She wanted to be known for her art.
Right.
Yeah, not the perception. That's dope.
She's out.
Then she ended up getting known for the baldy also, but whatever. Ironic like that.
That's what happens when you dope. That's what happens when you dope for real.
You stumble into it. You just stumble into some. Yeah. All right, here we go.
All right.
Laura.
Wow. Okay, Laura.
Laura's making a move.
This would be impressive, right?
I'm going to phone a five guys.
There you go. You got Queen P, you got Hot Rod Rick, you got Aubrey on the line.
All right. I'm going to go with, Queen P.
Okay, back to Queen P.
Come on, Queen P. Queen
favorite today.
Sunny Queen came P. home. Sunny came God. Home.
Sonny Came Home.
There it is.
That's what is that? Seeing Waste No Time.
By Sean Colvin.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I only know who Sean Colvin is for one reason.
Huh.
She won the Grammy when ODB went on stage and said Wu-Tang's for the Children.
Ah, wow.
Wow.
This is her biggest record. Wow, Queen P. I don't even know this
Thank
song.
You, what Queen that? P. I never knew the name of this song, and I never knew who sang it. I remember the song.
But yo, by the way, it's so crazy. Literally, Laura, I did know the name. Would not know this was Sean Colvin. The first 40 seconds, no idea what it was. Then it gets to the chorus, and I'm like, oh, of course I know this song.
Right.
And they're playing it.
That's crazy. I literally just chose it based on her name and how many plays it has. I'm like, oh, I mean, listen, if it has... I think it had 50 million on streaming. I was like, all right, this is a song people like.
Must be something.
Like, must be a big song.
And I found it, straight off the Lilith Fair playlist, so it has to be all right.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, here we go.
So Laura has point game.
All right.
Yeah, Laura,
oh my God.
Laura has point game.
Don't put too much pressure on it.
Here we go. Point game here. Laura.
I know that voice. That's Sarah McLachlan.
Laura wins the game. The Women's History Month win of the century. Is that back to back weeks?
Yes!
Back to back.
Yo, look how happy she is. Look at the joy.
Oh, my God.
Look at the sincere joy in that face. Look at that.
Yo, I've never seen her so happy to win nothing. Literally, she won nothing. There's no money. There's no trophy. There's not even a medal. There's no ribbon.
No, you need one more week to run the table.
Wow.
Ebro and the AMIG got to post something. I mean, we got to do something. There's literally no record or document of this occurring.
Because it's been a rough few weeks for me on my Wednesday.
You literally won last week. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but before that, I think last month was rough.
You got washed a few weeks. Yes.
Wow. Yes, I was.
Oh, I know this song now. I know this part from TikTok.
Yes.
We've all cried seeing the pictures of the dogs late at night to this.
Yes.
I know this song.
All the poor pups. I want to adopt all of them.
What's the name of this song?
Angel.
That's what she says. I never knew it was In the Arms of an Angel.
What did you think it was?
I don't know. It was just, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know the words.
in the arms.
Honestly, I thought the song was called The Arms of an Angel. So thank God I didn't go with the song name.
Yeah, I would have said Arms of an Angel, too.
I would have been so mad.
Yeah, I never heard this either.
You never heard this song?
I just know this.
I don't feel like
I just know that part from seeing it on internet memes. That part.
Guys, every commercial to adopt a dog. You don't remember the dogs on the cages?
It's not like the regular adoption, Ebro. It's the sad ones where they show like the cages and like the misery.
I'm changing the channel. I'm not watching.
Okay.
You know how I feel about the song never registered for me.
The song never stuck in my brain.
Because of it. It's in people. It's like, this is like, there are people in the car who just instinctively without knowing, like, why am I crying right now? I don't even know. Laura, congratulations. Big win. She's thrilled.
I'm so happy.
We got to post the video later. When people see Laura that happy,
they're going to be like, yo, it's going to bring them joy.
Exactly. They're like, oh, this is why I love Whitish Wednesday again. Yeah.
Shiny Culture brings us back around with the culture classics.
You know.
Women's History Month? Ooh, Marvin and Tammy.
You know what I'm saying?
Tammy Terrell.
I read you.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Turn that up.
I took one look at you.
And it was crazy.
You were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you. Dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you live.
Come on, baby.
Always there in time.
James for the people.
You know what I'm saying?
Singing about that lady, Mary Jane.
You know that lady.
Mari.
Mary.
Do it.
Do it. Love Jones movie, though?
Yeah.
Listen,
that's one of the... Yo, people don't talk about Love Jones enough.
I ain't seen that in so long.
Love Jones is one of the ones,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it was that joint.
Turn that up.
Try to explain.
I can't explain it.
Ready?
Sneaking on mommy's phone.
Talk to him, talk to him.
Such it makes me think I'm grown.
Makes me think I'm grown. You ain't grown, girl. Sit down.
Come on, fam.
kiss tastes like oretto. Intoxicated, intoxicated.
Oh, it's our love beat.
Oh, intoxicated, intoxicated. How sad,
it's so sad.
How sad that all things come to an end. Huh. But then again.
Interrupt
the vibe. Yo,
it's so, nah, it's so good. That's it, bro.
So good.
It was also, like, production-wise, to me, it's like the perfect refugee camp. Like, that's when they really, I don't know if they ever got it better. The mix of the strings and the hip-hop, it's all in there on that.
It's so also good. Just incredibly beautifully written.
Yeah, it really is.
It is beautifully written.
Wow.
Yo, let's get to the gurus, man.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
All right. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
To shine the light on your darkness.
And to fight.
Indeed.
For what's right.
That's right.
Bring you Shani out of
burn
the darkness,
extra sage.
Into the light.
Into the light.
Yo, would the gurus read an email about Easy Pass? Told?
No.
No. Ebro.
No. More.
We have a separate desk.
Yo,
if you going,
yo, we got a separate desk?
That, yeah, you're in charge.
Yes, you can open your own desk.
Ebro's Easy Pass desk?
Yo, the Ebro Pass desk. It's a great idea.
All right, focus, guys. Zen, zen, zen.
Email us. call us. Call the Port Authority. And you can get through to the Ebro Easy Pass desk. You just sit on hold for 5 hours.
There you go.
Feels that's aggressive. It. Let us cleanse the energy.
Zen, zen, zen.
Zen, zen. Zen, 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 zen.
All right. Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of the gurus.
I'd be remiss also to not shout out the group from the Bronx crew. Who, whenever I hear the Lauryn Hill record, I always think of Crew because they freestyle to that on Tony Touch, and I think of that as well.
CRU, Crew.
Yeah, that's right, Crew.
Chatty O.
Chatty O, that's right. Shouts to the whole crew. Shouts to Tony Touch.
Yeah.
Okay.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. That's our email address where you can reach us no matter what your subject may be. We hit so many different topics. Today's a fun, not fun, I shouldn't say it's fun, it's an interesting one. It's a different perspective.
Okay.
We don't always hear from the guy who is being accused of having an issue.
Okay.
We usually hear from the lady accusing. We don't always hear from the guy who's being
accused. We hear from the accuser, right. Not the accused.
Mm. Correct.
Yeah, the guru's equal opportunity.
Yeah, we don't give short shrift to the accusee.
You're just here to save lives.
Dear gurus, I'm 34, male. Work in the oil industry.
Yoil.
Okay.
So I'm away for 5 weeks at a time.
Oh, he's on the rigs, on the oceans. And
yeah, I don't know exactly. Is that what that means? I guess it's
I guess maybe he's out the pipelines and driving and doing all that. Maybe he's out on the, you know, the drills and things.
In the field.
He said, I've been in my current relationship with my girlfriend for almost 4 years.
Okay.
I got home from work a few weeks back and my girlfriend asked to use my iPad. I agreed, and when she went on, she found porn in my search history, which I don't think is as crazy as she's making it out.
Good for you, by the way, sir.
She's calling me a, quote, porn addict and saying I'm, quote, sick, which I find hilarious. Mm-hmm. I thought she'd get over this and eventually laugh it off, but she's now telling me to go to therapy if I'm serious about our relationship. Mm-hmm. I've told her this is ridiculous, but she insists. Do I burn it down? See, I find this one interesting. Because
this is a good one. This is good.
The reason I find it interesting is because I'm going to take... We have no choice but to take him at face value, okay? So we're assuming it's not some obscene amount of pornography. See, and we're also assuming it's not some sort of sick, deviant, weird, inappropriate...
Right.
Like, you know,
He left those things out, I was actually going the other way.
Okay.
But I just think that complicates it because we don't know if that's the case. Like, obviously, we can't.
But you can say, but can't you as a guru say, hey, bro, if you're preferring porn to spending time with your person.
He's alone for 5 weeks.
Yeah,
at a time.
This is what
No. But that's what I was saying. When he's at home, like when he gets home, if he's preferring porn or it's somehow impeding their intimacy. That's problematic. We can all agree, right?
Of course. But sure.
Specific kind of porn that can be concerning.
I just think it needs to be noted for the people who are listening and maybe learning from this situation.
Well, okay, I mean, yes, there definitely is porn addiction. That is definitely a real thing, and porn is definitely has a lot of negative. There's a lot of negative around pornography. I don't want to say it's not.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot there. However, I'm going to take it at the face value of what he gave us, which is I'm alone for 5 weeks at a time.
That's right.
And I fire up some adult movies.
Yeah, I got to unload my weapon to make sure you don't focus on it.
Yeah, we understand what happens after, Ebro, but thank you for the vivid description. We know exactly what he's going to do. He didn't say he's writing, he's starting a zine where he does reviews of the films. We know what the purpose is. But, I was just going to say, though, but you do then have to think about, well, is my girl wild, though? Like, in terms of, is she, like, kind of either prude to a point of, like, whoa, we need to have a conversation, or just overly judgy to a point of we need to have a conversation?
Right.
Or, on the flip side of all that, therapy ain't the worst thing in the world. Do you just go, all right, babe, you know what? I'm going to go to therapy.
Listen.
So,
and then
what
you come
if
back, you're like, yo, my therapist says I'm totally normal, but I'm having a great time in therapy. Thanks.
No. So, Rosenberg, what if he says, okay, but I think we should do couples therapy to talk through this because don't know why you have such problem with it. You know what I mean?
I love it.
Because I think couples therapy is where you can really discuss and get to the root of it. Because porn schmarrn, you know, and it's like, it's normal, right? But to some people, they have this crazy, like, oh, it's my cheating. God. It's cheating or this or that, or you know what I mean? So I think it's also healthy if as a couple they go and talk things through with like a mediator.
Because it's basically getting an objective middle person to have the conversation with.
Right. But it also sounds like he's kind of over it. His question directly was, should I bun it? Like he's going for 5 weeks at a time. She's like, therapy or go? I'm not saying.
Because she did kind of give him the ultimatum, right?
Yeah, if you want this to continue, you're going to have to go to therapy. And she said, you're going to have to go to therapy for your addiction.
Yeah,
not and he's us. Like, and he's like, yo, shit, I'll just burn this. I'll be going
but
anyway.
I think, can you guys give him the advice that, like, there is something he can learn about himself?
That's right.
Like Rosenberg's saying, like, going to therapy ain't a bad idea, especially if, you know, you're feeling like you have a question about, you know, the amount of consumption of porn, because he did not put like, yo, when I'm away for 5 weeks, yo, I'm watching every day. And then when I get home, you know, I'm watching 2-3 times a day. Like, we don't know what he's doing.
He made it sound like it's, you know, listen, maybe he's leaving out the rest of it, but like, yeah, he's making it sound like, hey, it's not really a crazy behavior. Maybe, yeah, to Ebro's point or to Laura's point, couples therapy, I don't think is a bad idea. I don't think you being like, you know, if you love the woman and you think generally she's a great partner, like there's so much information we didn't get. He didn't include, I could see my whole life with her. He was just like, yes, my girl, we've been together 4 years. She's tripping. Should I leave her or nah?
That's what it felt like. That's what it felt like.
But to Austin's point, maybe that means you should burn it.
I mean, maybe,
if that's how you describe it after 4 years.
Maybe men just don't want to go to therapy. He's like, I don't need to go to therapy. Plus, I'm going 5 months out of the year. I got to take time out of my 7 months that I'm here to go to therapy.
Listen, you probably need therapy because you are stuck on these oil rigs doing whatever type of work you're doing. You may need therapy for that.
May not be the worst thing in the world.
Right, but I still, I think that, I don't know, I really like the couples therapy idea because, you know, if she's serious about to and understanding him and they both want to, you know, be on the same level, it might not be a bad idea, you know what I mean? Either way, therapy is not bad, but I think, I don't know, I think that a couples therapy would benefit them a lot.
Yeah.
Agreed.
For sure. Yeah.
So try that.
It's the safest way to end up landing with the right answer, I think, is to go to the two of y'all and sit down with someone. And then
you can decide if you want to continue this relationship or not. I believe you'll get more clarity. Mm. Right. So say the gurus. Mm.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
True. No weakness. No weakness.
On the way, flashing lights, it is the amazing Laura, not Laurel and not Laura, Laura Stiles.
Yes. Coming up in the flashing lights report, Beyonce confronts criticism over making her country album, gives an official release date, and we'll talk about her very extensive caption on Instagram where she says a lot, and we'll cover it all coming up, flashing lights.
Well, we're doing it right now, Laura.
Let's go.
Laura Foulmouth Stiles.
Oh my God.
Yo, did you guys know that there was already a class action lawsuit against the Easy Pass people?
Really?
That sounds good. Funny.
Yeah, there was a class action lawsuit against them, but a federal judge ruled that the fines that they levy against us are not excessive. And shout to Kenny Burgos, because he says that he would have already had this legislation move forward and some changes made, but this lawsuit held it up because any changes, if they would have made them too soon, would have been an admission of guilt, and then they would have had to pay out millions and millions of dollars. So this has been held up by these agencies because they didn't want to make changes too fast. Mm-mm. Because they know they foul me, and the federal judge gave them a pass.
All right, guys. Well, just reminding everybody that Summer Jam is officially back. It goes down Sunday, June 2nd, UBS Arena. Doja Cat, Offset, Sexy Red, celebrating the legacy of Method Man and Redman, Sleepy Hollow, Davido, 41, T-Grizzly, and more. Tickets are on sale on the 23rd. But if you go to hot97.com/summerjam, you can be the first to buy tickets before they hit the public. All right? So make sure you check that out. Now, Beyonce made an official post on Instagram. I don't know if it's the official album cover. It could be. I'm not sure. But she said, today marks the 10-day countdown until the release of Act 2. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to all my supporters, Texas Hold'em, and 16 Carriages. I feel honored to be the first black woman with the number one single on the Hot Country Songs chart. This would not have happened without the outpouring support of each and every one of you. My hope is that in years from now, the mention of an artist's race as it relates to releasing genres of music will all be relevant. Cowboy Carter, March 29th. But she also dives into how she, you know, when she first started, you know, with country music, how she was not accepted. And that made her and inspired her to dig deeper into the history of country music. So excited, man. I'm excited about Cowboy Carter.
I'm ready for this not country, not Texas, not anything album that is just
it's Beyonce.
A Beyonce album.
I'm ready for this Beyonce.
That's right.
You guys, really quickly, something that's been trending, and there is a docuseries going on right now on HBO Max called The Dark Side of Kids TV. Mm-hmm. Guys, it's really good. I've been watching it. Former Nickelodeon stars all come out, speaking of their, just like their journey being as like a child star, and it gets really dark, guys. Sexual assault claims, all these people that got locked up. Like, if you see it trending, like, make sure you guys check it out, because I've been watching it, guys. It's really interesting.
Now, question, Laura, is this an indictment of Nickelodeon? Is this, or when you watch it, is this more an indictment of the production companies that create content that Nickelodeon hires for content? Like,
So this is specifically about Dan Schneider. He was a creator, a producer. He was basically the mind behind all of these big shows, like All That, the Amanda Bynes Show, like all those of that era.
And he worked for Nickelodeon, yes. Or he had his own. Yes. He worked for Nickelodeon.
I believe he worked for Nickelodeon. But all of these, like, I believe that the only two women that were in the writer's room basically are the ones who kind of like brought this forward. And bro, when you hear about their experiences as women, all the sexual harassment, how they were forced to split a salary, all the illegal stuff that went down behind the scenes, it is wild. But it's sad, man. But it's a very interesting and it's a very good watch. It's called The Dark Side of Kids TV docuseries.
Wow.
That's your Flesh and Light report.
Yo, look, coming up, congratulations. You played yourself. That's right, me and Easy Pass. Well, is it Easy Pass? Is it Easy Pass New York? Is it Easy Pass New Jersey? Is it MTA Bridges and Tunnels?
Is it just you?
Is it Port Authority? Is it me? What is the deal?
We don't know.
What is the deal? Plus, we'll get to that, and Ride or Die, and 97 minutes of commercial-free music. And you got to know, this weekend, I don't know if you guys looked at the weather. You know we got rain all day Saturday?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's not looking good. So enjoy these next few days because we're going to get a little bit of sun, a little maybe some rain here and there. But it's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning.
Morning.
97 minutes commercial-free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.